That's Blog on.
Talk Radio.
Good. Now this should have already started. No problem.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take rest and tell me.
Hey everybody, James Bostic here at a conservative's perspective on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. If it's Monday, that's got to be where we are at Blog Talk Radio. What you do is you go to blogtalkradio.com, find Patriot Nation Radio, and there we will be. It maybe, I mean, we're doing it live. I'm doing some video. I'm experimenting with a platform called StreamYard, which is so far. If there's anything going wrong with it, it's going to be probably on my end. It's a really user-friendly thing, and I'm trying to incorporate that into the audio aspect of the program. We'll see. But I can't worry about it now. I'm very happy to have here with me this evening my very good friend. He is a friend of the, he's a friend of mine. He's been a friend of the program. He's always gracious and generous with his time. Mr. Mike Cutler's with us. Mike is he was 30 years in the Immigration Naturalization Service, and his field of expertise goes from drug enforcement to immigration fraud to counterterrorism to organized crime and all those particular venues as they would pertain or have immigration or illegal immigration would have a role to play in any of them. I don't think there's anybody out there that you can listen to today that's going to have more information about what's going on in terms of our illegal immigration system than Mr. Michael Cutler. He's here with us this evening. We've got him on video, and this is the first time I've laid eyes on you since Greenville, South Carolina. Oh, yeah. You look great. We're glad to have you here. We've been talking about this for a while, and doesn't make it any less stale that we have. And anybody else would probably have at the southern border, but you have disabused me of looking at it from that way, because it is a border problem, and it doesn't matter whether it's the southern border, whether it's coming in from Canada, whether it's coming in on some bootleg airfield somewhere in Southern California or wherever. It's illegal immigration. It's all over the place, and it's probably a great deal more dangerous a problem, even with all the hyperbole in the press. I think it's probably even a great deal more dangerous problem than we would really like to think it is. Exactly. That's the guy I've always liked. That's a good one. Well, you know, we the people. You and I talked about this, probably, I think it was this last weekend when I was telling you about these things. Sputnik goes into orbit, and the first thing that Eisenhower did was mobilize our educational system to focus on science and mathematics. And it was that generation of kids, plus those people that worked at Muroc and at the Redstone Arsenal down in Huntsville, Alabama. Right, Edward, a West Virginia boy, by the way. And it was on the shoulders of those people that we were able to build up to the Apollo program and get to the moon. And for Ted Cruz to say that we've got to have these guys from other places, we have the resources here amongst us, just as we did in 1957, I think it was Sputnik's 57 or 58, but we have the resources here. He was a party member. He was a Nazi. And targeted civilians, yes. It was his V1 and V2 weapons that dropped all over the United Kingdom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, if we had 87,000 agents for interior enforcement, we could probably make a decent dent in that. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Right, right. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. No, you can't. And let me ask you this. Like, it's, we've talked about, it isn't, and that's something that no one dwells on, the one point that you made, and it is, yeah, it's that one person that's here, but once they're here, it's the spouse, it's 3, 4, maybe 5 kids, and the damage that this does. No. North America, right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Talk about oxymorons, how to safely use deadly drugs. It isn't. It's directed. It's appointed. It's a managed decline. All these things that we're talking about, that we've talked about, and we've just looked at it when you and I have talked about it fundamentally, from the perspective of simply illegal aliens, and look at the things that we have crossed over into in terms of the societal impact. Again, you talked about the environmental impact. It's siphoning resources away from deserving citizens and placing it on these. Yeah. Yeah. Cars. They came back. It's human nature, yeah. Here they go. Yeah. And they'll be happy with their lot. Because there's no escaping it. Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Power, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Right. Right. Oh, I'm sure we will. We've got it. Sure. Right.